Medic and sirens, teeth and chains, clanging door and the hammer of grain. Eat, sweep, up, repeat. Every day is the same. For my sins they sent me here. A waltz and a medic, you're unfit. Sometimes aren't we all prisoners of our own minds? Standing in line in the telephone queue, too long since I heard a word from you. Of a brighter day. Pandora's box of excitement, dangerous gift with cruel intent, hoping to bring you nearer, hope you further away. Who doesn't want to escape sometimes? Aren't we all prisoners of our own minds? Time slows down on the dark side of the moon. Reality is hidden by a veil of sparkling doom. Pineapple Express and cherry pop and Christmas tree, a hall of hidden doors that promise freedom, but I'm not free. Who doesn't want to escape sometimes? Aren't we all prisoners of our own minds? Who doesn't want to escape sometimes? Aren't we all prisoners of our own
to a image that has been feedback wall with his key to another inmate who stripped himself naked, tied an empty toilet well to the bottom of his chin like a beard, and ran around the exercise yard backwards. Now, this Joe Porcupine or Black Mamba is carrying decent length into zombies. Already this week there have been 12 incidents. One resulted in me having to call an ambulance. Now the inmates call it the Mamba. They don't care as long as they get high. They'll try anything. There is a new memo going around that inmates are smoking cockroach killers and allied guillotiners now. It's only a matter of time before an inmate dies. I don't want to be the person who has to phone their family. Anyway, got to go. It's time to give out the next.
My name is Officer 366 number. I am ex-army. Owning the power for 15 years, I've done everything. Bad girls ain't got nothing on me. I like to look prestige. The army has taught me this. Look at these young officers. They look a mess. If you look at my shoes, you can see my face and everyone else's. When you think I'm watching you, I am. Junkies, drug dealers, they ruin people's lives and make everyone miserable. Truth be told, I lost my broken foot, but I can keep that quiet. However, I won't tolerate drugs in the prison. When it comes to security, I am on it. I spoke everything. You can't put it all over my eyes. I know what your visitors are going to do before they even do. If you're going to sneak drugs in, you better be like Usain Bolt. When I'm on the night, I roll around in my socks holding my keys and chains. The last place you think I'm going to be, I'm there. Under the bed, in the shower, at your window, at night time, talking you in. What's that? There's an incident on the wing, I've got to go.
I'm Olivia Ockhart, a civil technician. I got my own cellar, and when it's quiet, I run errands for my boyfriend, Dave. He's in prison right now, so I help him to make business going. While he's awaiting trial, I meet up with his adult aide and take back in for him on visit. The extra money comes in useful because I got to look good in my business, and let them come check. But it's risky. Taking that into prison, I hope he appreciates what I do for him. I met Dave online, out with my girlfriend. He was designer of this, Martina, Valentina, Prada, Gucci shoes, bracelet watch, and a cocksure smile. He walked over to me and said, I can read your mind. He grabbed both my hands, closed his eyes and said, be quiet, I'm reading your mind. Then he said, I know what you want. I said, what's that then? He said, me. I just love and we've been together ever since. Now he's in custody awaiting a trial for Ruby Molly Broad. Well, thank you, Olivia.
Yeah, I'm the
drop their smoke on the floor and said nothing, they've tried it. Power in this life, so people can't kick you around. So
that even if your family let you down and your parents don't see you, you still exist. You got substance, yeah, solidity. It doesn't look solid, it looks sad. It looks hollow. Shit, man, what's happening to him?
Okay, that's it. Yeah, I was worried about getting caught, but I never imagined someone would die from this stuff.
I tested that. I always test stuff before it goes up. I said it was okay, done. Definitely more kids out there with no one to look after them. More kids going to the system that don't care. There are people who are sorry for you. That's about as good as it gets for you in those places. It doesn't matter whether you've got potential or brain, it's just survival. That's survival always. I'm always curious about Mamba's life and all that is. They will stop to find out. Not anymore. You need to turn across to a new
direction. I knew it. I knew this would happen. What did I say, right? I said that ganja is good and this stuff is bad. Simple. Bring back the old days. Those times, man, I was king of the streets. I had friends, community. This is isolation and hate. Where's the love? There's no such thing as soft drugs anymore. Even cannabis sends kids psychotic. There's nothing natural about it anymore. I guess that's reality. You can't turn back time. Maybe it's time to stop looking back and start looking at the here and now.
Yo, that could have been me, you know. Seeing that makes me realise life is not forever. See, I'm 34. I've never lived anywhere longer than a few months. So I'll be here for longer than I've lived anywhere else. I've been killing myself, but escaping is surviving. But there's no escape from here. What are the options? It's time to change. I'm stuck here, but I've got a few choices, so better make better use of my time.
It's brought all that. The sadness, the anger, the shame. How could my group of brothers be drawn into that stuff? It's sordid, groggy, humiliating, needless. What people out of control. I knew it was down. But there's no need to give in to be so weak. He looked up to me, he did. I just told him what I believed. Chin up, stay strong. He was strong, I know it. But what happened was too much for him anyway. And now it's just me, keeping up appearance of both of us. But it's happened again. Who is this guy? Anyway, he was he strong? Did he have secrets that got too much to carry? Better call it in.
Just feeling me important enough. It's tiring though. Everyone's got a sub story. Everyone's just trying to survive. What more can I do? It's hard enough just getting here someday. And you need a few drinks and a laugh to keep going, don't you? And your friends, they're important. They'll forget you if you are alive, won't they? They're a bit mad, some of them, funny, but I can't kill myself. Hangovers and work don't mix, and I went into nursing because of my mom. She was a nurse. She wouldn't be impressed if she knew how much party we did. No. She wouldn't. And if I'd been a bit clearer headed, maybe I'd have seen what was going on. Maybe not. But maybe. Oh, I really need to clean my act and start making a real difference.
Yo, it's peaceful in here. Everything's amazing. What's that I can see in the distance? Is it my brother?
Yo, what are you saying, that bro?
What do you mean?
Smoking fish tranquilizer.
Nah, bro, it's MPS, it's illegal high, it's natural.
Bro, there's nothing natural about it. It's man-made and it's not legal anymore either. Plus, it's seriously dangerous. Don't you realize you're dead?
What do you mean dead, bro? We're having a conversation.
You're in a state of limbo. God hasn't decided what he wants to do with you yet. Did you think of your family? What about me? I've already missed loads of time with you whilst you were in care and boarding school. What about your daughters? What about living? You haven't lived yet.
I'm sorry, man. I shouldn't have been so selfish. I should have known the difference between friend or foe.
Mm-hmm. on, who's going to suffer? It ain't them fools in there. It's us who have to deal with it and pick up the pieces.
Bro, you're breaking up. Where have you gone?
Simon, are you okay?
This is serious, man. I'm dying. I'm not doing this no more, bro.
This phone?
Is this phone? No, it's not. Not at all. Time to look elsewhere for laughs.
Stop playing Chester.
Okay, let's get cracking. Get him on his side and call it in. I'll look after him. You go and fetch help.
Okay.
Similar to spies, black mamba can cause users to hallucinate and suffer from breathing difficulties, vomiting, and other parts of the body. The substance is sometimes dark, the zombie drug, because of the effect it can have on users who are often seen staggering around. Users can suffer vomiting, seizures, terrified hallucinations, and severe psychotic episodes after consuming black mamba. Spies are highly addictive, with withdrawal symptoms said to be worse than coming on crack or heroin. Before the ban on the psychoactive substances in 2016, spies were being sold to the over-the-counter or online under a variety of brand names such as Annihilation and Gocaine. The substance is
Spies appear particularly rife in Birmingham and Manchester, where a number of users have been hospitalized after taking the drug. February 2017, three men left after taking synthetic cannabis at the Forest Bank prison in Salford prison were filmed passed out after inhaling spice at HMP November and as part of a BBC Panorama investigation.
May 2017, 40-year-old man tells paramedics to fuck off as they save his life after he took black mamba. July 2017, 10 people were taken to hospital in Manchester after taking a crystal form of spice, 20 times the strength of the normal strain. March 2018, 14-year-old Luke Pennington from Manchester became the UK's youngest spice victim when he died following a severe reaction to the drug.
Synthetic cannabinoids, collectively known as spice, made up of a range of amphetamines and other laboratory-created chemicals that are vary widely from batch to batch. April 2017, homeless Damien Deenan, in his 30s, died after smoking black mamba. In Swansea, Leroy Parry is accused of biting a police officer and frothing at the mouth like an animal after a spice binge.
Mamba is golden, or so I heard said. Sometimes I wonder if I fall into bed. With ears in the drawer and teeth in the pot. My eyes on the table until I wake up.
Not with
all human consumption!
All human consumption!
Thank you.